Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, we're about to bring on a soccer guest. What was one of the major concerns that they've had during the World Cup a couple of years ago? All the racist chants that were going on at some of the stadiums.
Yeah.
And they're looking to get rid of that. Why? Because soccer, at least especially in the States, has worked like crazy to make sure it's obviously a legitimate sport, but to make it as mainstream as you possibly can and to make it inviting to everybody out there and to even more legitimize the sport. And then you have things like that go on. And what do? They try to get rid of it. You cut out the riffraff. There's places and times for trash. You know I got a dark sense of humor. You know that, and I think a lot of people out there know that. And I can laugh at a lot of things, but it's just dumb to me. That's what it is.
Well, we'll be talking about that throughout the morning and certainly over the next 6 weeks, Floyd and Connor.
Can't wait.
But we've got a big event here in Cleveland this weekend. A lot of big events going on. We got concerts, but we've also got CONCACAF soccer match going on at First Energy. And there's a doubleheader going on Saturday. And to preview that and tell us a lot more about it, joining us on a Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline, we welcome in Justin Morrow from U.S. Men's Soccer. How are you, Justin? Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you, man?
Ken, Anthony, thanks for having me.
All right, we really appreciate you coming on. And you're from Cleveland, Ohio, and you're one of the guy's most successful soccer players in the area's history. And you're going to be a big part of this weekend. First of all, Justin, I'll be honest. I'm going over the weekend, I'm going Saturday. I put this on my calendar, and not because I'm a big soccer fan, because I'm a big event fan. Tell me what's in store besides the obvious. I'm going to be drinking, I'm going with friends, and we're going to hang out and get to, you know, I'm going to be wearing red, white, and blue and all of that. But tell me why this is so big this weekend here in Cleveland.
You know, it's been incredible for me to be back with the national team. It's been 4.5 years since I've been back, and we've been traveling around to different cities, and the support the national team gets is unbelievable. It's a great atmosphere. The fans really come out to support our country, wearing our colors, chanting the whole time. The soccer atmosphere, which Cleveland doesn't normally have, doesn't get this professional atmosphere. It's really incredible.
Now, in the past, Justin, and we're talking to Justin Morrow. Now, you played at St. Ignatius, right, here locally?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
I did.
Yeah, in the past, some of the big matches we've had here have been friendlies. This is not a friendly, correct? There's something on the line here.
Yeah, this is a tournament. It's called the Gold Cup. It's CONCACAF, our region's big tournament every summer, or not every summer, but every other summer. And it's a chance to win a trophy for the United States.
Justin Morrow joining us on the show. All right, from St. Ignatius, you're 29 years old, correct? Correct.
Correct.
How much has soccer grown in the United States? Because we're of almost the same generation here. I'm only a couple years older than you, Justin. How much has soccer grown in the United States to you?
Oh, it's grown so much. You know, I get to travel to all these different cities, and I'm always astounded every year how many fans are coming out to these games. You know, the MLS has grown so much. We're able to build these nice stadiums now, and it just shows. It just shows every game how much the fans love it.
When you have, and I was reading an article about this to get ready for to talk to you. Justin Morrow joining us on the show is I was seeing how there's a possibility with expansion in the MLS. Why not? Columbus has drawn very, very well. Why does Cincinnati have that opportunity? Because it feels like it's very close. In terms with Columbus, would you be wanting to do that if you were the MLS, if you were looking for that expansion?
You know, MLS is growing so fast right now, and you see these places like Cincinnati picking up. And with the support they have, that's the most important thing. You see that the passion is there in that city. And that city, this passion grows up through the youth. And then as this youth gets older, this base of kids that grew up playing soccer, that's your fan base right there. And I think Cincinnati has that right now. So I don't think it's anything that MLS needs to shy away from.
Do you think Cleveland, you're from here, could Cleveland ever be a possibility right now or maybe sometime in the future? What would have to happen for that?
You know, I see it sometime in the future. Cleveland could take Cincinnati as a blueprint. They need a team. They need some sort of team. A professional team or semi-professional team to come and have an incredible fan base. And usually that's what attracts the MLS at this point.
Justin Moreau, join us on the hotline. Going to be competing over the weekend, coming up Saturday. Big doubleheader, some big-time soccer coming to the North Shore, which I know a lot of soccer fans, and we have them out there that listen to this show, and they know we talk soccer come World Cup and some of the bigger events. I do want to know the state of the game in terms of the U.S. men's national team right now. I know there was a little bit of a scare on Wednesday night, but you guys pulled through. What is the state of this team? And if you could put it historically, how good is this team right now? I know there was a change of leadership at the top. Where is Team USA right now?
Right. Well, right now we're in our qualifying for the World Cup. World Cup next year, 2018, is in Russia. So we're right at the end of that cycle. And so this tournament, the Gold Cup, is a break in that World Cup qualifying, but it's a chance to win a trophy. And more importantly, it's a chance for our coach to see players that aren't normally in the player pool, to have that chance to get on the World Cup qualifying team to be able to go to Russia. So right now it's about, you know, first and foremost, winning this trophy in this summer for our country. And it's also about identifying some, you know, a couple more players that might be able to go to the World Cup.
You're playing Nicaragua coming up tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. You're a soccer player. I'm sure you're very well traveled. Have you ever been to Panama, Martinique, or Nicaragua?
I have been to Panama, yeah.
Do you think, because I didn't even know Martinique was, I don't mean to be, I don't mean to be non-diplomatic here. I didn't even know Martinique was a country. Did you know before you started playing soccer?
No.
Could you find Martinique on a map? Because I couldn't, so I'm not challenging you to it, but I want to ask.
You know what? I still couldn't to this day. No,
so if they were going, well, we got to go to Martinique, and you go, all right, I guess I'm going to get on a plane, and that's it.
Yeah, that's how it works these days for me, yeah.
There are teachers up in Ignatius right now that are just shaking their heads going, what were we doing for 4 years? Justin Morrow joining us right now. Okay, there's been a lot of great players that have come through the United States, and we've always asked that age-old question, like, where are the next elite, like world elite players? And I've been getting texts from friends about one in particular that might have a chance. He's only 18 years old. Christian Pulisic. How good is he? Is that even how you pronounce his name? Might gonna be a phony, yeah. Justin. I don't even know. Okay, Christian, how good can he be?
Oh, man, this kid's incredible. He's over in Germany applying his trade over there right now. And it just shows, you know, how he's been recognized throughout the world, his talent throughout the world, just a young kid over there. And, you know, he's growing up really well. He's got a good head on his shoulders, but most importantly, he's a great soccer player, and I think he's going to only keep getting better as it goes on.
But in the past, we've had these cautionary tales, and, you know, Freddie Adu, and he ended up having a very solid career. We've been bombarded with...
You really
with
know that?
Okay. Because I've asked, whatever happened to Freddie Adu probably 100 times to my buddies who love soccer. So they've told me this one is different. This one has a chance to go down in history as maybe the greatest ever. And they're saying that at the age of 18. It's almost like LeBron James praise at this point. Are we getting carried away, or can he be the real deal?
You know, I think in all professional sports, you run that risk when you put the weight of the world on these kids' shoulders. For any kid that's 18, to put that amount of pressure on him is a lot. I think the difference with U.S. soccer is that we're searching for that. Like you said, we're searching for that next big thing. But I really do think that he could be the one.
And finally, Justin, we appreciate your time this morning. We're telling everybody, get out to First Energy on Saturday. If you're a soccer fan, or maybe even if you're not, get exposed to something really cool, the pageantry and patriotism and all that. A lot of red, white, and blue, the chanting. It's going to be a legit soccer game. How special will it be for you? Soccer match, I should say. I'm going to get killed now.
Yeah, you are.
How special will it be for you to go out there with those colors in Cleveland?
Oh, man, it's going to be an incredible feeling. I think growing up in this city, I know the passion is there for the sport, and I played club soccer all around the city. I played at Ignatius, and I only dreamt in those years about making it to some place like here today, and I'm here living my dream now, and to be able to walk out that field in front of my fans, my friends, my family for the first time in Cleveland is going to be incredible.
Well, Justin, we thank you very much. We'll talk to you here in about 14 years when my son needs a letter of recommendation for Iggy, buddy.
All right.
Take care. Justin Morrow joining us on the show. Find him on Twitter at Just Morrow. Also, coverage from First Energy Stadium in Cleveland begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on FXX, Univision, and Univision Deportes Network. Fans can also follow the game live on Facebook as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.